good evening, my lovely stoners, and welcome to this session of Couch Cushion Sessions. I'm V.
A.K.A. We'll go with Contrarian V, because it's the first one.
A.K.A. I forgot to say, this is the pilot episode, V. What up, people? I'm Corey.
A.K.A. Chaos Corey.
Hey.
A.K.A. Not so disgruntled Philly fan.
Hey.
And I'm Justin.
A.K.A. Gentleman J.
A.K.A. Dawson Mercer's man crush,
That's
Justin.
Right. That is right.
He thinks you're so hot, dude.
And we're the Couch Cushion Crew.
Yes.
That's us.
For this intro episode, I'm just going to explain kind of what we are about here. We're trying to make a stoner safe place, kind of like platform to talk about stuff like tips and tricks. Even seasoned stoners probably don't even know. I know I told my brother some of this stuff and he's like, what do you mean? There's actually things you can learn.
What?
We're gonna have a glass class, Miss V's glass class, where we're gonna talk about but talk about different like things that elevate your experience each time that you smoke. Product reviews. We even have a couple people already lined up to start reviewing for, such as like storage, smell-free storage, you know, grinders, what have you. And we also have a bunch of side quests. Why don't we talk about the side quests, y'all?
So many side quests.
Which one are you looking for? I want, because we're not going to partake every time we do this show.
I love how he said it. I'm
Queen's gonna partake.
Well, you know, like so, you know, we're in the middle of the week here, so Corey can't.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't do like that.
Yeah. I can't pop. So there's that.
Listen, I got you guys. It's okay.
But yeah, so in terms of side quests though, there's gonna be a lot. I think that some of the funnest ones are gonna be
the most funnest
are going to be kind of the ones where we go completely down just random rabbit holes, especially food related. We've talked about doing local food adventures while inebriated. I think that'll be fun. And, you know, for me, I love the idea of the dank tank. I love the idea of just kind of hanging out and watching fucking fish, dude, because who doesn't like the aesthetic of a fish tank is very calming. I think that's why you get a fish tank. You don't get a fish tank so that you can bond. You can't pet a fish, right? So you get a fish tank so that when you wake up to piss at 2 a.m. and you walk down the hallway
and sleepwalk,
and yes, and when you sleepwalk and fucking walk out in the backyard and fuck with drinks that are part of your kid's fucking science project, you goddamn, you know, yeah. But when you do these things, when you sleepwalk, this way you can get the aesthetic, a nice ambiance, a glow of a fish tank.
I forgot you were talking about dank tank. Listen, we're talking to stoners here. If I can't comprehend this, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't hope we don't lose you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're in the state of mind where V is, you might basically fish tanks. We like them, and yes, we're gonna partake and you know.
Fun games of Would You Rather.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what else. Ooh, we have stargazing ones. We're not going to give that away yet because that's to come.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Some of the side quests I'm looking forward to, like the cleverly named board games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I love that. The high score where we're going to play video games. I like that. I think anything like that is going to be fun. We've got a vinyl idea in the works. We don't have a name for it yet.
Yeah.
But like V said, this is basically just a place where you can come and it is a judgment free zone. I switched to me just so I could stare right down the barrel.
I could look into your fucking souls.
Okay,
judgment free zone. There we go.
Yep, safe space for stoners. That's all we want.
It is. It's a place to come vibe.
I know for me, like when I was learning to smoke and everything else, there was no centralized like area for information, so that's what we kind of hope to provide, and like we said, entertainment along the way.
Yeah. Hey. This is not a place where like let's demonize this isn't 1970s Caucasian suburbia, you know what I mean? Like it's okay to do this now, really. It is. You know, there's a lot of benefits to it. Anxiety, pain management, you know, it's funny because for years you think like the prototype is just like fucking Jess Spicoli in the classroom ordering a pizza and shit. And, you know, that's not, there's so many other, you know, you can go buy the shit now at the waterfront, dude. It's fucking crazy. You can buy gummies.
Yeah.
And we have.
Yes.
We I have. Keep looking there's, at there's the already, heat. There's already a trailer for that. So that's go right, ahead, yeah. Go ahead and watch that one. That was fun for V over here.
Yeah, it was.
No animals were harmed. No. Just need to repeat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Buddy's still alive.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But I also think it's going to be a cool, because so this kind of was born off of episode 100 of Grease Pole.
Yes.
And this is...
That's a good laugh. That's a good laugh.
For us, this is repeating because we may have had...
Technical difficulties
on the first time we did this. But it was born of that. We had such a good time doing that. And we feel like, well, people come to Grease Pole for Eagles talk. We never talk Eagles. What if we move that stuff somewhere on its own?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it had... So there was like the weird phase where I just become rebellious, and you know, that was when we had like Sunflower Sirianni, mm-hmm. before shit got good, right?
decided to rank Peeps instead of talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, it's like let's rank Peeps, let's talk about random shit, and then
which, by the way, we might finish actually ranking Peeps here.
I know, right? We tried.
Yeah, every Peep there is to try, and then like we're gonna, in typical Grease Pole fashion, here let's plug something we're gonna do never get to it. So.
Literally everybody's probably like, they never told us what Peeps were.
Yeah,
the best.
If you were waiting on the Peeps power ranking list,
spoiler alert, it didn't happen.
It didn't. Maybe we'll do it here. But that's kind of what it became. And then the birds got good and less depressing and shit started happening. And it's like, you know what? This is supposed to be an Eagles pod. Let's still have fun and color outside the lines, because I never wanted it to be serious fucking Eagles pod. Mm-hmm.
But the ADHD suddenly started not being able to be contained, so it needed to go somewhere else.
Right.
And Justin helped us redirect it.
Yeah, it's like when you're doing 30 minutes of Peeps and 8 minutes of Eagles talk, like, all right, let's reevaluate some shit. You know what we can do? We can always just expand.
Yeah.
This is the expansion.
I think you just put it perfectly, like the ADHD, because we do it in Grease or Gear Freaks as well, where we side quest. We actually made a segment called Rabbit Hole on Gear Freaks for like a good couple months, because that's what we would end up doing.
Right.
It's like, well, let's steal that and put that here.
Yeah.
Totally.
This is a perfect place for it.
I don't know what else we wanted to get into here, like as far as...
What was your stigma going into this, and how did it change?
Oh, look at V keeping us on track.
There you go. And then we'll sign out, I guess. I don't know. We got plenty of time. Go ahead. Do your thing.
So stigma as far as, you know, where I am right now, or stigma just in general? Like,
what was your impression before you started smoking, and where is your stigma now? Like,
devil's lettuce.
No, I was never that. Like, I was never angry about it, except for when I turned 20 and I moved. So we moved here when I was like, I don't know, 13 or 14. So I'd been here about 6 years, and some of my friends smoked, and like, I just was relentless. You know, you're dumb. Don't do that. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I'm an 80s kid. Like, I was
just, say no, dude.
And that was like, that was everything. Like, just don't do drugs. And weed was lumped into that. I did do that last
you
time,
did.
Didn't I?
You did.
So, okay.
Drugs are bad. I'm crying. Might as well get that in here. For a good 20 years of my life, just over the head, weed is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Okay.
And then... You know, I just loosened up one day because so many of my friends were doing it that I was like, whatever. I still didn't start smoking for another like 5 or 6 years, but like I just kind of eased up. And at this point, like clearly, here I am, a 42-year-old man starting a podcast with two friends about it.
Yeah.
I must be okay with it, I think.
Right.
Exactly.
So for me, it was I come from a family of drinkers, okay? That probably just makes my entire gene pool sound like shit. But
not me too, man.
Yeah. So that was what I was predisposed to. That was when I got to the age of okay, pick a vice. That's the avenue I chose. Mm-hmm. And, you know, naturally, as one does, began smoking heaters at a very, very young age. So that's why the phlegm happens. And so it wasn't like I had virgin lungs here, okay? And I smoked for my first time at 21, and I had here and there, very, very, very occasionally, until V and I had met, and then it became more a part of my life. I just inadvertently made you sound like a horrible... Why are you looking at me that way?
What do you mean?
It's just I had been... You opened my mind to a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like you were like, here, smoke this shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm an adult. I have free will. I have a church. But
no, it's okay. I just sounded like a little like whisper in your ear, like, just smoke me.
Basically. Smoke and I was like, fine, okay. All right.
Chill the fuck out, Corey.
No, that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, what is the worst that happens often? Is you chill the fuck out.
You eat a lot of Stouffer's.
Oh my god, there was a time I made this like whole cake for, was it your birth? I don't know, it was
yes,
a birthday
it
somewhere.
It was my birthday, because it was funfetti.
And he walked out of the room, and I got the cake out, and I was already baked at this point. So I just started eating it, and like, I didn't take a knife and cut it like a human. I was just like, let me just eat this. And he came back and was like, you ate like half the cake. Holy shit. She didn't even have time for like to cut a piece. She just ate it with the oh my god.
Straight up fork, dude. And naturally, this was the level up time we've told you about.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed another fork and was like, fuck it, let's do this shit. There's videos of this that we could show you.
Shorts.
We'll end up putting
the comments or like it if you want us to share these shorts, just let us know. We'll do it. Fuck it. Like why the fuck not?
Yeah. They will be out there, cuz they were very entertaining.
Hysterical.
Yeah, but that was my thing. It wasn't my parents and everything were very open with me about that type of shit, so it wasn't demonized to me. It was just that wasn't, and God knows I hung around enough people that did it. Mm-hmm. It was just that wasn't me. You know, that wasn't my choice. So
Wow.
He's
that's
back
some
in the
solemn
day.
Words. Solemn words.
Yeah, no, well, again, I'm speaking in retrospect. This was me 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, drinking Four Locos.
Oh, God.
In the back of a parking lot, dude. Like,
no.
Yeah, things got pretty Four dark Locos. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh,
awful.
What's the other one? Juice.
Juice.
Oh.
Juice. Juice was first, and then Four Loco happened.
Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah.
Your boy was the king of Edward 40 Hands.
Oh, the U-Haul are so gross.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I did not have that experience growing up.
Part of why I had to quit.
I did Jello shots like a normal human.
Those too.
Those are reasonable, right? There may have been a night where your boy had. Remember when the blue raspberries came out? Mm-hmm. Four Locos. I love blue raspberry shit.
There may have
been a night where I had. Yeah, I had 8 blue raspberries in a night. Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's so gross.
8.
No!
And you know how you would feel after 2 of those motherfuckers.
Oh, God.
3 would get you to the point of, like, I'm not going to remember the entire night.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gross.
Yuck.
So anyway, it's a weed pod, though.
Yeah.
So on to my reasoning of what happened with me and whatever. So as you guys know, I went to boarding school, and I had like, a mixed past with marijuana. And I'd heard a lot of stigma of how it was a gateway drug. It was blah, 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 blah. Well, when you go to boarding school, all the kids that got kicked out of regular school, guess where they go? Boarding school. So I was introduced to all kinds of shit. But, like, I never felt peer pressured. All the people I was with, they were like, hey, you want to do it? And I'd be like, nah. And they'd be like, all right, cool. And then they just go on their day. So I didn't get to actually smoke weed until I was, like, however old I was in 2014. That was, yeah. So,
that age.
I want to say it was like 20-something. But anyway, after I did it, I realized there was a lot of stigma that is not true. And yeah, and I've made it my mission to learn. And hence this thing we're doing.
Isn't
all of
it
us.
Funny how you said, first things first, no peer pressure. That's not to say I've never been peer pressured.
Yeah.
But, like, if you put it up against, like, drinking.
Liquor? Oh, yeah.
Like, the amount of times I was getting peer pressured to drink while I was drinking.
Can we just talk about, like, sex, too? Is it, like, I was pressured more for, like, even in my own, like, gender. Like, women are like, oh, my gosh, you haven't had sex yet? That was more peer pressure than it was with, like, weed at all.
Mm.
Like, weed was non-existent in my life compared to that kind of shit. And, like...
I think we should do an entire episode on peer pressure, because...
Under pressure.
Maybe I'm the oddball here, but my experiences were kind of different.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
So maybe we do that with the the other one that we have to re-record today. Throw myself under the bus there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We laugh now. We laugh now.
Yeah. Technology's an asshole sometimes.
This is also another precursor. Any of the podcasts to come, if they have like a moment of silence, it's because we had technical difficulties. Yes. So just fast forward to that part.
Yeah, just be patient.
It changes with the next shot. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys are loyal customers. You're loyal fans. You got this.
Yes.
I think that covered everything we wanted to cover on this one,
this
right?
This is a solid intro.
Yeah, I think this kind of tells everybody what we're about.
Very, very solid.
It's
going
to be a lot of fun and shenanigans. What short are you guys looking forward to, and what content are you excited to see? Leave a comment below, and stay tuned, stay positive, and stay stoned. Hey!
Boom.